So literally.
No, literally. Seriously. I faced off with the devil recently. And you probably do it on a daily basis and don't know it. But when they reveal what they are, then you know you faced off with the devil. It kind of blows your mind. And so when you face off with somebody who's sold out to Satan, the system, the money, materialism, mammon, the world, the flesh, the pride of life, image, self-inward image, outward show. And so and you go through the process and you're like, I'm not getting paid. I'm not getting paid to deal with this junk. So I think I'll just walk off. I think I'll just walk away. Now, if it's been a dating relationship, it's hard to walk away, but eventually they show their cards so much or show their hand so much that you know. They tell you what they are. They actually tell you what they're proud of being evil. They're proud of being manipulative. They're proud of being proud. They're proud of being having a criminal mind. Not necessarily that they're criminal. They're proud of having a criminal mind. And so when you're dealing with these people, it's almost as if they think that you're not going to see them. Eventually, though, it's easy to see them because everything they say is a lie. They contradict. They never follow through. The biggest thing about these people is they are demon-possessed. They don't love themselves, so they don't love you. They love stuff. They love money. They love attention. It looks like they love themselves, but they actually don't love themselves. This is the weirdest part about them. They act like they love themselves, but they actually hate themselves because everything they do is to push people away and to destroy themselves. Their habits, their actions, their words, their behavior, they're actually trying to push people away. And they think they're so manipulative and so wise and so cunning. And the word cunning would go back to what? Wile E. Coyote. So they're so cunning that if they push you away, they can always draw you back. That's how delusional these people that are. So they're trying to push you away, the demon in them, and trying to take away your free will and your autonomy and try to put you under guilt, shame, condemnation, under law because they're under law. They're trying to do some kind of weird stuff to make you feel guilty that you owe them when they actually owe you, but you let it go. They're doing bizarro land reverse psychology. And so this reversal, this upside down bizarro land mind game that they're playing is so off the roof that they think they're slick, but it's so off the roof, almost anybody can see it, and anybody's going to scratch their head and go online and say, what is this? What is this? Oh, it's narcissism. Oh, it's Jezebel. Narcissistic Jezebel system. It's always trying to blame you instead of them taking the blame. It's always them trying to project onto you instead of them taking the blame. It's always a reversal. It's always upside down bizarro land every time. Every time. It's not possible for them to admit wrong, to admit fault, or they forgot something, or they messed up. If they do it, it's not a big deal, and they're just trying to be human. They're trying to act like they're human. But if they really mess up, they can't look in the mirror. If they sin, if they're cursing you out for no reason, if they're wanting attention, whatever it is, whatever game they're playing, player games, Bizarro Land games, whatever game they're playing, they can't admit wrong. They can't admit wrong. And it kind of blows your mind that these people even exist. And it's as adults, you know, you could understand it if they were 9 or 10 or 13 or 14 or 15 doing this. But they live, they're stuck at age 14 or 13. And they're playing these games to try to see if they can find the prey and treat the prey like a pet or some kind of weird ownership thing. And this is a demon entity, an extraterrestrial demonic force trying to own you, control you, manipulate you. For real. It's for real, people. It's a real thing. And usually it goes back to laziness. It goes back to they're too lazy to learn something on their own. They're too lazy to do it on their own. They're trying to create a system set up to where other people do stuff for them through guilt, shame. You know, the Jezebel, she's going to have sex with 450 false prophets and Ahab and all her people in her household because she's trying to make them feel guilty, and it's all fake reality. It's all fake reality. But the best thing to do is either, if you can't go no contact, do the gray rock method. Don't talk to them. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel shame. Don't feel anything. Don't feel anything. Don't let them put you back under some kind of weird, bizarre land thing. It's always to try to make you look bad. So what I noticed recently in a situation, they always tried to put you on the defense of some kind. Make you feel like you're not doing enough. You're not doing your duty. You're not rising up. You know, somebody else would do better. You know, and when they say somebody else, that's time to exit. When they start bringing another person, when they say, oh, you're not loving me the right way. Well, you know, you wanted to be, you saw how I was before we got together. So, quit playing these games. You don't even know what love is. You want the love, but you don't want to give the love, you see. It's obvious what they're doing. They're trying to dominate and be a god or a goddess, that is, in this timeline. Because they don't want to submit to God. And when you finally say, I'm just doing God's will, they have to have the gray area. So if you shift things back on their plate and onto them, they go crazy because they can't admit they're wrong. And because wrong is what? Missing the mark. And it's too close to being sinful. Anybody makes mistakes, but they can't stand to make a mistake because they're too close to the being a sinner. Because it's missing the mark. They messed up. And they can't admit it, you know. It's bizarro land. It really is bizarro land. I mean, we're talking about people who are so out of their minds of some kind of insecurity that they flip to pride to cover, and they don't want anybody to see their insecurity. They're so out of their minds with insecurity, knowing they don't meet up, they don't match up, they don't even have a brain. They can't use logic, and this is why they're always contradicting themselves, because they're liars, they don't know anything, and they're trying to make themselves look like they know something. Make it till you try it till you make it, or something like that. Fake it till you make it. And so they're faking it till they make it in life. And everything they've said in the past to cover, you're like, everything you said is not even real. Who are you? What are you? And you wake up to these narcissistic teachings and understandings that you're like, oh, it could be a friend, it could be family, it could be a spouse, it could be a girlfriend, it could be a coworker. And you're like, why is everything a battle? I don't know why everything is a battle. You know, it don't make sense. It don't make sense. Not everything has to be a battle. Not everything has to be a battle. And so, especially if they get some kind of authority, they really think they're big and bad when they really don't make sense. A lot of times they just got there because who knows why. Somebody needed somebody. Some system need a narcissist to run a place. Some corporate system needed a narcissistic person to make a profit, because it's not about love and people and service. It's about profit and greed and look at me, you know. It's obvious what we're in, people. We're in just like Richard Grant, and he did a series about all the corporations are narcissistic. The whole system's a narcissistic system. The whole system is narcissistic. And so it makes clones of clones of clones of clones of itself. And people fall into it, into greed and selfishness and pride and no humility and no real love and no patience. And when you go through enough cycles with a narcissist, you know they just love themselves, and you're better off running and hiding and get away from this person and do go no to contact, because the more you're away from them, the more you have a normal way of thinking. You have to go no contact or you go crazy, because these people can't think right at all. They can't think right. They can never think right. Because they are crazy. They really are crazy. And they're psychopaths and they're predators. They're just plain crazy.